It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, yes, it is tea time. Over the weekend, Harry Styles was a guest host and musical guest over on Saturday Night Live. Here's a little of Harry.
I don't know if you heard or not, but I'm not in a boy band anymore. I'm in a man band now. I was in a band called One Direction. How crazy would it be if they were here tonight? Well, they're not here.
He did a really good job. Really fun skits. He also performed Lights Up.
Shine. Step into the light. Shine. So bright sometimes. Shine. I'm not ever going back. Shine. Step into the light. Shine. So bright sometimes. Shine.
All right, little Harry Styles for you on SNL. I don't know. I don't know about that.
No, not really like the song. No.
I love Harry Styles. I don't know about that single, but I think he's fun and, of course, super sexy. Moving on to Kanye West. Yes, he and Joel Osteen held Sunday service in Houston at Lakewood Church, and our own Lenny Bree attended. So, Lenny, give us the highlight.
Oh, man. I think the best part of the night actually wasn't Kanye performing, but when Joel Osteen came out, he had an amazing message. And I feel like it was literally for me. It was about if Jesus wasn't betrayed, then we wouldn't have salvation. And so it's like if people betray you, you know, it's to get you to your destiny. And he was really just talking about getting to your destiny as it related to Kanye. And then he came in with the crazy choir, and it was just vibes all around.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Living vicariously through you, Lenny Bree. Thank you so much.
Now, real quick, though. What did you think of Joel Osteen, like, doing that freestyle thing he did?
Oh.
Dude, wait, freestyle? Oh, yeah, man, it was great.
I'm making that up.
Yeah, like,
I was like, wait.
It's like, hey, it's Friday freestyle. Burr, burr,
burr. That is something I would like to see. Here is Kanye talking a little bit about his church.
In my lowest points, you know, God was there with me and sending me visions and inspiring me. And I remember sitting in the hospital at UCLA after having a mental breakdown, and there's documentations of me drawing a church and saying, start a church in the middle of Calabasas.
Now, he also says, of course, he is the greatest artist that God has ever created. And he says, I'm arrogant because God made me that way and I do it in his name. So he's changed his tune a little bit. Very cool. I want to attend that. I think that's awesome. Well, Blake Shelton talking about all the changes happening over on The Voice.
The show needs to keep, you know, reinventing itself, and the only way to really do that is to change the coaches out. We'll get Nick in there, and I'll kick his ass, and then hopefully at some point we'll bring Gwen back.
He wants his girl Gwen Stefani back 100. I'm excited to see Nick Jonas over on there. Here's Celine Dion talking to Jimmy Fallon about the controversy from Titanic.
They're saying at the end of the movie, if Rose just scooted over a little bit, she could have saved Jack's life.
Don't put me in trouble.
No, come on!
What if they want to do a Titanic number two?
No, you can't do a Titanic number two.
First of all, if you look closely to the picture, he doesn't need an invitation. And then, who did not think about this guy who's in the middle of the frozen ocean, and that maybe all his body is so frozen, yeah, they didn't have the strength to jump in?
Because everyone says, you know, there was enough room on that door for both of them. And lastly here, Andy Cohen made the big announcement over the weekend. The next Real Housewives series will be the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. What? Salt Lake City coming to Bravo in 2020. They say high hopes, high altitudes, and high drama. Interesting, eh?
Isn't it like, wait, okay, like, are they Mormon, or?
That's going to be the question. It's going to be a whole new vibe over for the Real Housewives.
I wonder if they could even be on TV. Okay.
So I'll tune in for sure.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Live the Web Girl, True Crime is interesting, and I know you're working on Murder Monday. What is coming up with that?
I'm talking about Stephen McDaniel, who people thought to be just a strange neighbor who was actually a murderer.
All right, Murder Monday is coming up in less than 10 minutes here. It's Joan McKenzie on Radio Now.